Okay, today's daf is Ayin Hey. We will do our limud, the Iloi Nishmat Achai Toharlev. Okay, we are five lines from the bottom of Ayin Dalet Amabet. We have a very long daf, a lot of continued agadatot. At the very, very end, we're going to get back to boats, and not just people who travel on boats and see all sorts of bizarre things. Okay, Ki Ata Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to see a few statements of his now that Rav Dimi brings in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. If you remember, Rav Dimi was one of those people who brought the Torah from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. He would go back and forth. My dechtiv ki hu al yamim yisadava al neharot yichoneneha. Very pasuk you're all familiar with from Tehillim. God created the world on yamim and established it by the neharot. The assumption is that this pasuk is referring not to the world, but to Yerushalayim, or the truth is Eretz Yisrael, specifically. Elu shiva yamim ba'arba'a naharot shemikifim et Eretz Yisrael. Okay, these are the seven waters and the four rivers, or, bodies of water that surround Eretz Yisrael. Ve'elohen shiva yamim. Yamashal Tiberia, the Kinneret. Yamashal Stom, the Dead Sea. Yamashal Chelat, some people say that's Eilat, actually. Yamashal Chilta, which I don't know what that is. Yamashal Sibchi, which they say, we saw this yesterday, was the Chula. Yam Aspamia, v'yam Agadol. Okay, the Mediterranean is the last one. Yam Aspamia seems to be somewhere in Syria or Lebanon area. Ve'eluhen arba'an naharot. Yarden v'yarmuch v'kirmiyon uv'piga. Okay, the Yarden is the Yarden. The Yarmuch is... What's the Yarmouk?
Separating Syria and Jordan.
Okay, yeah. Separating Syria and Jordan. And Kiromion and Piga are assumed to be in Syria, near Damascus. Ki at Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yonatan. Some people say that it should be Amar Rabbi Yochanan. That's a mistake here. Ati Gabriel lasot kinigya im Leviatan. Okay, God eventually is going to attack the Leviatan. Shenemar, Hatimshoch Leviatan b'chaka u'b'chevel tashkia l'shono. Do you think that you can get the Leviatan? Okay, these are these psukim. I actually looked up in Eov. If you look in Parak Mem of Eov, God starts to talk about this behemah that's like a futuristic kind of behemah. He's going to attack, and the assumption is that it's referring to the Leviatan. Again, we saw some, maybe it was referring to this other behemah. So it says, what, do you think that you can grab a Leviatan with a rod, with a fishing rod? Or bechevel, you can kill him with a rope? So the assumption is that man can't actually kill the Leviathan. So therefore, they say that Ati Gavriel, okay, the Malach Gavriel is the one who's going to get the Leviathan. And then they say, but obviously can't do it without God's help. How do we know that? Shenemar, ha'oso yigash harbo. The one who created it is the one who's going to be able to actually slay it. So it must be with God's help they're going to be able to kill it. Ki ata Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, b'sha'a shel Leviatan ra'ev, motzi hevel mipiv, when the Leviatan is hungry, again, with all these stories about the greatness of the Leviatan, or the strong power it has, when it's hungry, it takes the hevel out of its mouth, like it blows heat, u'martiach kol meimot shebemetzula, and it heats up all of the waters, shenemar yartiach kesir metzula. Okay, another pasuk there in Eov about the Leviatan. The Ilmale machnis rosho legan Eden, and if he wouldn't have put his head in Gan Eden, ein kobriya yechola la'amo birecho. Okay, has this terrible smell, just like the sarosha yam we saw yesterday. And if he hadn't put his head in Gan Eden, the Gan Eden kind of protects the smell from getting to earth. Shenemar yam yasim kemerkacha. Okay, it says that the yam will be like a merkach, like rokeach, a drug, right, or a bosem, like a perfume, to basically cover it up. U'b'sha'ash et tzameh, when it's thirsty, oset tlamim tlamim bayam, shenemar acharav ya'ir nativ. Afterwards, it will cause this light, this path, it will like lighten up a path. So the assumption is when it's thirsty, it creates all these... I guess it's waves, right? Tlamim, tlamim, bayam. How do they translate it? Trenches. It creates trenches in the water.
Furrows.
Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Ein tehom chozer le'etano. Now, after the Leviatan gets there and creates these furrows or trenches, it doesn't go back to its original state. Ad shivim shana. Shana Amar, another pasuk there from Eov. Yachshov tehom le'seva. Okay, so which sounds like the tehom, the depths will be... come old, But instead of saying the depths will become old, it means that, the first of all, what's Seva? Ben Shiv'im l'Seva. So 70 is the year for Seva. So they say the Tahom will be like that l'Seva for 70 years, and then it will recreate itself, okay? Because there's an obvious assumption that the Tahom is never going to get destroyed. It's not like it gets old and dies. So it will recreate itself. Ve'im Seva p'chuta mishivim. Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now someone else is bringing, Rabba's bringing statements in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Atid, now we're going to get to the, eventually we're going to get to the sukkah of the Leviathan, okay, it comes up today. The source for it. Amar Rabba, Amar Yochanan. Before we get there though, we're going to see this one first. Atid, Kadosh Baruch Hu, la'asot su'udah la'tzadikim mibsarosh ha'Leviathan. Okay, again, this issue of the reward for the tzadikim. So the in the future, God will make a su'udah for the tzadikim from the meat of the Leviathan. Shene'emar, yichru alav chaverim, ve'en kara ela si'uda. Okay, yichru alav chaverim, which really means something else, but they're going to say that here it means yichru milashon si'uda, and chaverim milashon tamidei chachamim. So we're going to see this in a minute, how they prove each one. En kara ela si'uda, shene'emar. Okay, there's a pasuk from Melachim Bet. It says, vayichra lahem kara gdola. And what do they do here? Vayochlu vayishtu, and they made a meal. So they say that vayichra is eating. Vein chaverim ela tavidei chachamim shenemar hayoshevet biganim chaverim makshivim lekolei chashmiini. That was at the bar mitzvah last night. That was what they had on the bencher. So hayoshevet biganim chaverim, right? The chaverim sit around in the garden makshivim lekolcha, right? They're listening to God's voice. And then God says, Hashmi'ini, right? I will listen to you, or let me hear your voices. Some people say it's in tefillah, or I want to hear your tefillot, etc. But who are the people who are Yoshevet Beganim Chaverim? These are the Tamidei Chachamim that are in the, you know, with God. Okay, so what happens? God distributes the Basar of the Leviathan to the Tamidei Chachamim. And whatever is left, I guess the assumption is that it's so great, or I don't know, maybe there's not as many tzaddikim, but there's going to be leftovers. What would they do with the leftovers? They would do schora in the shuk of Yerushalayim. They would sell them. How do we know this? Shenemar. Okay, here it continues in Eov. The pasuk says yichru alav chabarim. It's actually chabarim, not chaverim. Sorry, I read it wrong. Chabarim, but lashon chaver. And then it says yechetzuhu ben knaanim. They're going to split it between the knaanim. Who are the knaanim? Always, they're the socharim. Okay, yechetzu. It reminds of the Yosef story, right? Those knaanim that were going by, and Ishmaelim, and the right. There were knaanim. Oh, you know what? There weren't knaanim there. There were just midyanim and Ishmaelim. And okay. Anyway, yechetzu ben knaanim ve'en knaanim ela tagarim shenemar. They have mosnei mirma, right? They're weights. They're selling things, and they trick even the people they love. Some people say from here, Asher sochare sarim knane nechbadei aretz. Okay, they're sochare or sarim, and they're knanim or nechbadei aretz. You see the parallel between socharim and knanim, the tigbolet in the pasuk. So they're clearly socharim. V'amar Rabba, amar Rabbi Yochanan. If somebody wants, they could open the window to get some air. Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Atir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, here we get to it, La'asot sukkah la'tzadikim me'orosh ha'Leviathan. Okay? God is going to make a sukkah in the future from the ore of the Leviathan. Okay? Here we get to the skin of the Leviathan. Shene'emar, here we get it. Here we're going to see where it comes from. Again, the pasuk from Eov. These are all in Eov Mem and Mem Aleph, near the end of the book. Hatimale b'sukot oro. Okay, Sukkot there, by the way, is spelled with a sin, not a samach. Yeah. Okay, and it means something else in the pshat. But what do they say? Hatimale b'sukot oro, right? Which means we're going to make a sukkah from their ore. That's the drasha here. So what do they say now? There's going to be a whole hierarchy of, depending on how zoche everyone is, what's going to happen. Zacha osin lo sukkah. Okay, if you're zoche, you'll be able to make a sukkah from the ore of the Leviathan. Lo zacha osin lo tzaltzal, which means a shade. Okay, now the sukkah is a more protective kind of hut. If not, at least you'll use the ore to make a sort of sunshade. Shene'emar b'tzaltzal dagim rosho. Okay, zacha osin lo tzaltzal. So again, if you're zoche, you get this tzal from it. Lo zacha osin lo anak. They make some sort of a neck, like a thing around your neck. Shene'emar va'anakim ligro grotecha. Legargarotecha. Mm-hmm. Okay, these kind of necklaces type things. Zachau sin lo anak, lo zachau sin lo kamia. Right, that's something you would hang on your necklace, a little charm. How do we know this? Shenemar v'tikshirenu lenarotecha. Okay, these are all psukim there from Eov, or some of them are from Mishle. Okay, the one of them was from Mishle about the anakim legargarotecha. The rest are from Eov. It's saying they'll be tied to your children, meaning, right, children have these little charm necklaces and they would hang them on their necklaces. What about the rest of it? V'hashar, porso ha-kadosh b'ruchu ha-chomot Yerushalayim. Okay, this is similar to the last one where it was sold in the Shukim of Yerushalayim. Now, this is going to be parus on top of the chomot of Yerushalayim. V'zivo mafik misof ha-olam v'ad sofo. And everyone will see, right? It will shine, and everybody will see it, kind of like a light from Jerusalem coming out. Shneimar v'halchu goyim l'orcha, or is it l'orech or l'orech u'melachim l'noga zarchech? Okay, this is a pasuk in Yeshayahu. And what is this or that's going to be this or to the goyim? It's going to be from the Leviathan, and it will shine from Yerushalayim. Okay.
Kameas, by the way, is still used today.
What is still used? The from the
I know in certain Sephardi communities and in certain Chabad communities, if somebody is sick, mm-hmm. they'll go to, apparently there are certain rabbis who are very learned in mm-hmm. these charms and will write out
charms
right. that they yeah. will wear.
Yeah.
So it's still...
Right, it's still relevant nowadays. Yes, it's very interesting. If you remember, when we learned Masechet Shabbat, those of you who started then, there were all these discussions about can you carry a kamiya on Shabbat? Can you wear it? All these things about it. Okay, next pasuk. This is a pasuk from Yeshayahu. This is talking about the future in Jerusalem, what's going to be. V'samti kadkod shim shotayich. Amar v'shmuel bar nachmani, plige, this is a very interesting gemara, plige tre malachei berakia. There's a machloket, how to explain this pasuk, between two malachim, Gabriel and Michael. Was it more interesting about this? Not necessarily the two malachim would be just debating a pasuk. Okay, the next interesting point is going to be v'amrei la tre amorai b'ma'arava. Some people say it was two amoraim in Eretz Yisrael. So there's a debate about whether it was a machloket among malachim or was a machloket among amoraim. Okay, what's even more interesting is what happens in the end. Uman inun. Who are these two amoraim that they say? Yehuda v'chizkiyahu b'nei Rabbi Chiya. Okay, the two sons of Rabbi Chiya, Yehuda and Chizkiyahu. Rabbi Chiya was one of the last tanaim. Charamar Shoham v'Charamar Yoshpa. What's this kadkod? Which type of stone is it? Is it a Shoham or is it a Yoshpa? Amar lu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now this is the most interesting part, okay? Because they were having a debate about what it is. So instead of usually we're trying to figure out what God thinks, in this case it's the opposite. God says, well, since that's the case, lehave kidein u'kidein. That's this kadkod. The kaf dalet and the kaf dalet, kidein u'kidein. It's going to be like this and like this. Okay, that God translated it based on what either the Malachim, and maybe that was the motivation to say it was actually Malachim who said it, or even possibly the Amoraim. Usharaich lavnei ekdach, this is the continuation. Sharim of Yerushalayim will be like the avnei ekdach. Ki hadi yatev Rabbi Yochanan v'kadarish. So now we're going to explain this pasuk according to what Rabbi Yochanan was doresh. Atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'vi avanim tovot u'margaliot, shehem 30 by 30 amma. In the future, God's going to bring these huge rocks, 30 amma by 30 amma, v'chokek behen eser al esrim, and he's going to carve out an area of 10 by 20, and that's going to be the gate, u'mamidam b'sharei Yerushalayim. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan says that's what this pasuk means. Sharaich levnei ekdach, it means that God is going to carve out this huge, gigantic, right, 30 by 30 arch. Okay, even though it sounds gigantic, we're going to see later, maybe it's not big enough. Liglega lavoto tamid. Some tamid of Rabbi Yochanan came and said, what are you talking about? This ridiculous drasha. Hashta kibi'ata desiltzta lo mashkechinan kulehai mashkechinan. Nowadays, we can't even find, what is this, the egg of a, I forgot what it is. We can't even find rocks that are the size of an egg of a small dove. Can't even find stones that big. You're going to tell me that in the future there's going to be this stone that's 30 by 30 amma? What an exaggeration. Okay. So, what happens in the story? Liyamim, hifliga svinato bayam. That same student, again, went out on a boat. Chaza malachei asharet, he saw malachim, okay, how exactly he saw this, but he saw some sort of a vision. Tiyatve v'kamenasre avanim tovot u'margaliyot shehem shloshim al shloshim. V'chakuk b'hem eser berum esrim. He basically sees this vision exactly the way Rabbi Yochanan described it, right? You can imagine you have a dream, right? Somebody tells you something and then it appears to you in a dream, right? Because it's going on in your head. Anyway, he realizes that this must be true. Amar lehu, hane leman. So first he asked the malachim, what are these for? Amrule, shatir kadosh baruch hu lamidam b'sharei Yerushalayim. Right? These are going to be put up in the future gates of Jerusalem. Atel kameh to Rabbi Yochanan. Amar le, so he goes back to Rabbi Yochanan now and he says to him, drosh Rabbi, lechane eli drosh. He says, wow, you should keep doing these drashot because you clearly know what you're talking about. Okay, first of all, not exactly the most respectful thing to say to your rabbi. After you said, what a ridiculous thing, right? Then you come back and you say, I've seen the light and, you're right. You should keep darshaning. Kasher, and why? He tells him, Kasher amarta, ken ra'iti, exactly as you said, that's what I saw. Amarlo, reika. He says, what an empty guy you are. Il male ra'ita, lo ha'emanta. Okay, he says, if you hadn't seen, you wouldn't have believed. Okay, this is maybe a statement about all these drashot that we've been, all these exaggerated things, right? That you say, oh, this is so exaggerated. We don't believe any of this. Milagleg al divrei chachamim ata. You're a guy who just mocks the divrei chachamim. Natan einav bo, v'nase gal shel atzamot. Okay, he looked at him. Remember, we've seen this before where the rabbis look at people, and he turned into a pile of bones. Okay. Again, what you do with this story, I think this has to do with the arrogance theme that we've been discussing about. You think you're so great and you know better and you know more and that you don't really have this belief in God properly because you're so high on yourself. And in the end, right, he's basically just becomes bones because that's all that's,
Very interesting because at the same time they're also putting the Talmidei Chachamim up on a pedestal and saying that they're how much better they are than the regular people.
Well, first of all, it's not always the Talmidei Chachamim. Sometimes it's the Tzaddikim, right? You have to differentiate between Talmidei Chachamim and Tzaddikim. Most of these are talking about Tzaddikim, although there are ones that are talking about Talmidei Chachamim. And yes, the rabbis do put the Talmidei Chachamim up on a pedestal, and they do have this hierarchy of Talmidei Chachamim sort of in a different place, which you could say is not exactly the most appropriate thing. Now, you have to remember, the Gemara, on the one hand, puts them up on a pedestal, and part of the reason for that is because they want people to be learning Torah, and they want that to be the hikdaskut, what people are dealing with. On the other hand, they're also self-critical. They have lots of stories in the Gemara that, this Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, who were Talmidei Chachamim, and all got killed. And there are stories where they criticize the Talmidei Chachamim. So it's not like it's all, however, these are definitely putting...
It's like teasing, right. Arrogance.
Right, right. It's true. And what's interesting about it, I think the arrogance theme comes up all the time here. And with the Talmidei Chachamim, the arrogance theme is there too, right? We saw the Talmidei Chachamim that were arrogant and and also the bad things that came about from it. So, but you're right. Here they're putting up against, right, the Talmidei Chachamim versus the others who don't believe in it. Okay, now we have this huge 30 by 30, right, rock, which is carved out 10 by 20 amot within this rock. That's going to be at the gates of Yerushalayim. Problem. Meitive, we have a contradiction. Volech etchem kom miyut. Okay, right? That's in Vayikra, in the brachot and the klalot, at the end of Vayikra. Rabbi Meir Omer, matayim ama, when it's what kom miyut, like straight, tall. So Rabbi Meir says, matayim ama, people are going to be, I think it's about the people, that they're going to be, Matayim ama kishtei komot shel adam arishon. They're going to be huge in the future. Rabbi Yehuda omer, mea ama keneged hechalu kotalav. They're going to be 100 ama keneged the hechal and its walls of the Beit HaMikdash. Shneemar, asher binyano kenitiim megudalim benurehem. Okay, the binyan is going to be like these young things that grow in their youth. And binotenu kezaviyot mechutavot. And the daughters are going to be... Our sons are going to be kinditi'im megudalim benureihem, and our daughters are going to be kesaviyot mechutavot, like carved out, right? How do they translate it?
Cornerstones.
Tavnit hechal, like the hechal is. Okay, so therefore you see they're going to be cut out like the hechal. The hechal is me'ama, so they're going to be me'ama. Okay, and the other one said Mataim, which was more than, you know, it was double Adam HaRishon, or three times, what would we say? Shtei Komot, double Adam HaRishon. Ki Ka'amar Rabbi Yochanan. So now what's the problem? If people are going to be Mea Amma or Matayim Amma, how is this gate that's 20 by 10 Amma going to be big enough for people to pass through? Okay, can't possibly be. So what do they answer? Ki Ka'amar Rabbi Yochanan, how do you pronounce it? Lechave de Bezika. It's the windows. We saw this word yesterday. It's the windows. Remember in the Rakia there were these windows? It's the windows that are going to allow in the Zika, the wind. Okay? There weren't the doors. It was the windows. So these hollowed out stones are going to be for some air and not for actually the gate. Ba'amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. We're continuing among statements of Rabbi Yochanan about the future. Atira Kadosh Baruch Hu la'asot sheva chupot l'chol tzadik v'tzadik. Everyone's going to get their own chupas. Sorry, seven chupot for each tzadik. Shneamar. How do we know this? Okay, this is a pasuk in Yeshayahu, Perek Dalet. I'll read the whole pasuk. Ubara Hashem al kol mechon. Oh, the whole pasuk is actually quoted here. Ubara Hashem al kol mechon har tzion va'al mikra'eha. We're going to get to this al mikra'eha, which is those who were called to it. Okay, we'll see what that means later. Anan. Okay, it's a little unclear how to count the seven here. Okay, I'll make an attempt at it because there's different interpretations. Anan is one, Yomam is another, or some people say Anan Yomam, a day cloud. Okay, so it's either one or two. Ashan, let's say, is three. Noga, light, right? Smoke, light. Esh, fire, Lahava, and Laila. Okay, flame, like a Lahava is a... Esh is fire, and Lahava is the flame. Laila is night. Okay, some people say that's the seven. Some people who count Anan Yomam is together, then Ki Al Kol Kavod is the seven. Okay? But really, it sounds better if you say it's not, because then Ki Al Kol Kavod Chupa. It means on every person that's Mechubad, every tzaddik, is going to get a Chupa. And how many Chupot? One of each of those seven descriptions. So seven Chupot for each person. Melamed, Shekol Achav Echad Oseh Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu Chupa L'Fichvodo. Some of them explain that it should have said ki al kol chupa kavod. Every chupa will be mechubad. So it says al kol kavod chupa. It means every person that's mechubad should get a chupa. Okay, so now there's a few strange things here. Ashan b'chupa lama. What do you have ashan in a chupa for? Why is there smoke? Amar b'chanina shekol mi she'enav tzarot b'tamidei chachamim b'olam hazeh. Anyone like this guy, right, who was kind of looking stingily at the tamidei chachamim, Mitmalot einav ashan la'olam haba. Okay, his eyes will be full of smoke in the future. Eish bechupa lama. Amar Rabbi Chanina melamed shekol achav achad nichve michupato shel chaviro. This goes back to, here's the criticism, Naomi, of the Talmidei Chachamim or the Tzadikim. Even the Tzadikim, some of them look askance toward the Talmidei Chachamim, or some of them are, what's the problem, right? Achad nichve, each one gets burned from his chupa of chaviro. Why? They say, oh, look, he got a nicer one than me. Because the assumption is that the tzaddikim are going to get chupot lefi chvodam, because it says lefi kavod, right? So the tzaddikim that were better get a better chupa. So that's going to cause animosity, right, and jealousy between them. And those who look at the others like that are going to have fire in their chupa. Amar Rabbi Chanina, melamed. Sorry, we read that. Oila lo tabusha. So now we say this phrase, oila lo tabusha, oila lo tachlima. That's right. People saying, oh, what an embarrassment for me that mine doesn't look as nice as the other. Kayotze b'davar. We have another case where the same statement is made. V'natata mehodcha alav. This is by Moshe. He's supposed to give mehodcha from his hod, from his glory, to Yoshua. What does it say though? From your hod. From, we always say, means some of it, not all of it. Velo kol hodcha. Don't give it all to him. Zekenim shebo to adoramru. Pnei Moshe kepnei chama. Pnei Yoshua kepnei levana. Okay, Moshe's face shone like the sun, and Yoshua like the moon. Oila lo tabusha, oila lo tachlima. Right? What an embarrassment. So now there's a whole debate about who the embarrassment was. Was it an embarrassment to Yoshua that he didn't have the greatness of Moshe? Or most of them are freshmen explain it was embarrassment to the Jewish people that they weren't ra'oi to have a leader like Moshe anymore. Okay, and it was their fault, and it was an embarrassment to the people. Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, Etzer Chupot Asach Kadosh Baruch Hu La'Adam HaRishon B'Gan Eden. Okay, now we're going to talk about the Chupot. So now we're moving on to Chupot Adam HaRishon, Eten Chupot in Gan Eden. Shneamar Be'eden gan Elohim ayita. Okay, this is a pasuk in Yechezkel, and it's talking, okay, Yechezkel starts out this parak. It's an interesting parak. God goes to the king of Tzur. Okay, he's got this thing for the king of Tzur, and the Gemara is going to call the king of Tzur Chira Melech Tzur, who was in the time of Shlomo. That's when Shlomo got, I think, all the... I didn't look this up, but he's the guy who gave Shlomo got all the wood supplies. From the Beit HaMikdash, all the supplies from him. I assume it's the same Chiram. Here it just calls him Melech Tzur in this parak in Yechezkel. I didn't look it up enough to really see all the details about it. But God is very angry at this king, okay, which is interesting. If he's really the one who helped build the Beit HaMikdash, it's kind of strange. But obviously he had other issues, which if it's the same person. It starts out like this, Ben Adam, and more, right, that's always how he talks to Yechezkel, or often, Ben Adam, he calls him, and more the Negid Tzur, the Negid, the head of Tzur, Komar Hashem, Yan Gaval Libcha, okay, again, this is the arrogance theme, because you were so arrogant, but Tomer El Anin, you called yourself a god, okay, so there's this whole thing about he called himself God, so God is very angry with him, he tried to call himself God, and he says, Began Eden Elohim Ayita, were you in Gan Eden? And now, once he talks about were you in Gan Eden, he's going to describe what was in Gan Eden. And from here, we're going to learn that there were 10 klipot in Gan Eden. Kol Evan Yikara, okay, they don't quote the rest of the pasuk, but it has a list of Kol Evan Yikara, Mesukatecha, Odem, Pitida, Yahalom, Tarshish, Shom, Yashpa, Sapir, Nofech, Barakat, Vizahav. Okay, the last one is Zahav. We're going to see a drush on that in a minute. And then the end of the pasuk is Melechet Tupecha, Unikevecha, okay, your drums and your holes, we'll see what this is in a minute, Becha, were in you, Biyom Hibaracha Konanu, okay, they were created on the day you were created. Okay, we'll talk about what all this means in a minute. So first we have the 10 things that Gan Eden, the Chupa, there were 10 Chupot in Gan Eden. Chupa, I assume they mean here is protection, right, like a type of protection. Marzut Amar Chatesre, Shenemar Kol Evan Yikara. He counts Kol Evan Yikara as an additional one, as opposed to describing all of them. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, V'garua Shebekulan Zahav. Right, Zahav usually is the most beautiful. Here it's written last, which means these were unbelievable that the lowest one there was Zahav. Tekachashiv Leilavasov, because they mentioned it last. My Melechet Tupecha Unechevecha Bach. This is what God's saying to Melech Tzur. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu L'chira Melech Tzur, Becha Nistakalti, when I was creating the world, I looked at you, Ubarati Nekavim Nekavim Ba'adam. I created the fact that man needs to go to the bathroom for people like you, because I knew that there were going to be people like you who were going to try to claim they were a god. This, by the way, relates to Pesach, right, with Paro, that they used to go to the Yaor, they claim early in the morning, right, the Drasha says, so that people wouldn't know that he actually went to the bathroom, so that people would realize that kings are not gods. Vika de Amre, and some people say, Hachi Amar Kamar Bach, Ka Amar, this is what he said, Bechanis Nistakalti, Vikanasti Mital Adam Arishon. And they use the word Nikavim not to mean holes in your body, but Nikavim as the holes in the ground. I made a burial place for, in other words, I made it that Adam Arishon was going to die and go back to the hole in the ground. Okay? And that I man made mortal, basically, because of people like you. My va'al mikra'eha. Now, before we saw this pasuk, this is going back a few pasukim, or I think one pasuk, to the pasuk we saw before this in Yeshayahu. Okay, I think it's in Yeshayahu, right? Va'al mikra'eha. Yeah, it's in Yeshayahu that Hashem created the Anan, Yomam, Ashan, Noga, Esh, Lava, the first set of chupot. So it says va'al mikra'eha, those who were called to it. Amar Rabbi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Again, Rabbi Yochanan is giving all these descriptions of the future. What's going to be? Lo ki Yerushalayim shel olam hazeh, Yerushalayim shel olam haba. Yerushalayim shel olam hazeh, kol rotze la'alot ole. Shel olam haba, ein olim ela hamezumanim la. Nowadays, everyone can come to Jerusalem. In the future, you're going to have to be invited by invite only. Okay? And only the unique who can do it will be invited. Now, we're going to see a little bit more why only the unique can get there, but there's this assumption that the Yerushalayim olam haba is going to be somewhat in the Shamayim. Okay, it's going to sort of, maybe this connection we were talking about, where does the heavens meet the earth, so that maybe there's this spot in between where Yerushalayim is going to be. Okay, we're going to talk about how tall Yerushalayim is going to be.
The Mikdash will descend from the heavens.
Right, they say the Mikdash will descend from the heavens, okay. There was a description of the yeshiva, the Beit HaMikdash Shalmat and the Beit HaMikdash Shalmala, and right, somehow connecting these ideas. V'amar Rabbi Amar Yochanan, atidim tzadikim shenikriim al shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Okay, eventually the tzaddikim will be called in the name of God. Shenemar, we're going to get back soon to the Yerushalayim and how tall it will be. Kol hanikra b'shmi ulichvodi b'rativ yitzartiv afasitiv. Okay, this is the about the tzaddikim. Kol hanikra b'shmi, right? They'll be called in my name. Amar b'shmo bar nachmani, amar rabbi Yochanan, gimel nikruosh moshe l'kadosh baruch hu. Not just tzaddikim we're going to be called. Now we'll see why we're getting to this, how we got here. There's going to be three things that are called by the name of Hashem. Elu hein tzaddikim u'mashiach v'Yerushalayim. Okay, the tzaddikim, the Mashiach Yerushalayim. There's all different. There's a whole debate about what it means to be called in the name of God. Some people say that they're going to need God to kind of help them along the way, much more so than, you know, or they're going to need God to survive because people are always against them, or they're called in the name of God because they're in the likeness of God, or you can have all different interpretations here. So now we have Tzedikim, Hadamaram, we just explained that pasuk. Mashiach Dichtiv, Vizesh Mo Asher Yikru'u, Hashem Tzidkenu. Okay, here it says he'll be called Hashem Tzidkenu, the Mashiach. Yerushalayim Dichtiv, Sviv Shmonasar Elef, Veshem Ha'ir Miyom Hashem Shma, Miyom Hashem Shama. Okay, this happens to be the very last pasuk in Yechezkel. Okay, and it's describing that it will be. How do they translate it? Like it will be, I saw 18,000 reeds around it or something. Is that how, what's the translation that you have there?
18,000 cubits.
18,000 cubits, it says. Okay. 18,000 cubits, if that will be the size of it. And the name of the city, Miyom, meaning from this day, will be called Hashem Shama. God is there. Okay, but what's going to be the drasha? Al tikri shama ela shma. Hashem shma. The city will be called God. Okay. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Atidin tzadikim shomrim lefnehem kadosh. Kederach shomrim lefneha kadosh baruch hu. Shnei Amar. Okay, the tzadikim, people are going to say before them kadosh. They're going to call them holy. Just like they say before Hashem, because it says, Vahaya nishar b'tzion v'anotar b'yushalayim kadosh ye amerlo. Those who are left in Tzion and Yerushalayim will be called kadosh. Atid, here we go. Now we get finally back to the size of Jerusalem. What's going to happen to it in the future? Atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lagbiat Yerushalayim gimel parsaot lemala. It's going to be three parsaot lemala. Shenemar, right? We said a parsa was, I think, about 4 kilometers. So it'll be 12 kilometers tall. Shenemar virama v'yashva tachtea. Okay, what does it mean, tachtea? My tachtea, ki tachtea. Now there's rama from Lashon Larum, right? It will rise up. And it will be like it is underneath. So what does that mean? In other words, however the length of it is, that's going to be its height. Okay? So now they're saying since Yerushalayim was 3 parsaot long, it's also going to be 3 parsaot tall. Is it around 4 kilometers?
It says 2.3 miles on this. So
okay,
it's
yeah. I think that's what I saw, a little bit under, a little over, according to the different interpretations. Okay, so how do we know that Yerushalayim was 3 parsaot long? Amar Rabba said, Amar Liyahu Saba, okay, it's always some Zakein tells these stories, right, because he knows he's closer to when it happened. Lididi Chazi Li Yerushalayim Kamaita, I saw the original Jerusalem. Vitalta Parsehava, there's a bit of a different interpretation, what it means the first Jerusalem, okay, first as opposed to after it was rebuilt, or first as opposed to the futuristic one, okay? I saw the first Yerushalayim, v'talta parsehavya, and it was 3 parsaot. So that's how we know that it's 3 parsaot from what this Saba told us. V'shema tomar yesh sa'ar la'alot, but wait a minute, right? We all know, when I lived in Jerusalem, right, I was always climbing up hills with double strollers and things like that, okay? We all know that it's not so easy to get into the city of Yerushalayim, okay? Anyone who ever tries to get there with a wheelchair, right, it's not so easy. So if it's going to be 3 parsaot tall, can you imagine? How is anyone going to get up there? Don't worry. Tamud lamar. Mi ele ka'av te'ufena. They're going to fly like a cloud. Uki yonim el arubotehem. And like the doves fly to their, right, what's arubotehem? Their homes, their...
The windows of the dove coat.
The windows of the dove coat. So, in other words, we're going to be able to kind of fly there. God's going to make it easy for us to get up there. Maybe that's why it's by invite only. Only those who can fly will be able to get up there. Amara papa shmamina ha'iva talta parse. Okay, from here you can learn that what? That a cloud must be 3 parsaot, because that's the assumption. They're going to go like a cloud. Katalta parse midle. It's,
The altitude of a cloud
is 3 parsaot high. Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu latet et Yerushalayim b'midah. God wanted to measure out Yerushalayim. How do we know this? Shenemar, another pasuk from Yechezkel, v'omar, ana ta'olech, v'yomer elai, lamud et Yerushalayim. Right? He sees this, Yechezkel sees this vision. He says to the guy, where are you going? He says, I'm going to measure Jerusalem. Lirot kama rochba v'kama orka. Amru malachei asharet lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribono shel olam. Harbei krachim barata ba'olamcha, shalomot ha'olam, v'lo natata midat orkan midat rachban. You created all these other cities and you never measured how long they are, how wide they are. Yerushalayim sheshimcha b'tocha u'mikdashcha b'tocha v'tzadikim b'tocha. Ata notem b'midah, right? Your city where your name is there, your mikdash is there, your tzadikim are there. You're going to start measuring. What's the problem with measuring? Once you give a measurement to something, it can't grow any bigger. That's it. So miyad, so that's why the psukim continue, v'yomer elav, Roots daber lanar halaz lemor prazot teshev Yerushalayim merov adam ubehema b'tocha. Okay, go run and tell that nar that Yerushalayim is going to be a city that's full of people and full of animals. In other words, don't count it because don't measure it because we want it to kind of fill up and expand. Okay, expand with the people in it. Amarish Lakish. Now we're going to talk about how big it's going to expand. Okay, this is a very strange text here. Atira kadosh baruch hu losifa Yerushalayim elef tefef ginaot. Okay, 1,000 times the number of tefef. Now, some people say this is an actual word. We're going to see four words that are possibly actual words that mean things. Okay, like I think, I forget the translations they gave them, but maybe like I forget exactly how they translate them. Or we say that what it means is, it's just, they took words in gematria. Okay, they just want the gematria. That's really what they're getting at. The value of the otio tefef, okay, which is 169, okay, ginaot. So, in other words, it's going to have in it 1,000 times 169, okay, 1,690, gardens. Elef kefel migdalim, kefel with a kuf, not a kaf, it's not double, it's kefel, which again, it's unclear, maybe there's a translation to what it means, or maybe it just means these letters, 1,000 times those numbers of migdalim, of forts or tall towers. Elef litsui biraniot, 1,000 times the word litsui of, what are biraniot? What are castles. And elef ishne, 1,002 times, I don't know why it's 1,002 to this one, Shiloh tofraot, which are houses or something, right? Okay, so 1,002 times the word Shiloh of houses. Okay, this is how great it's going to be. V'cholachat v'achat havya kitzipori b'shalvata. And this was all the way Tzipori looked in its, when it was in peaceful times, you know, in its glory. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yossi, ani ra'iti Tzipori b'shalvata, v'ayu ba 180 elef shvakim. There were 180 markets. Shomochrei tzikei k'derav, people selling pots. Tzikei k'derav, the spices you put in the pots, right? Basically, there were these 180 shvakim of people who were selling spices, things to... 180,000. What?
180,000.
Sorry, 180,000. Thank you. 180,000 shvakim of people who were selling these spices. Okay, this is a pasuk we saw before when we were talking about the tzela and the yitzia and that they're all the same thing. Hatzlaot tzela al tzela, shalosh u'shloshim pa'amim. Okay, here's a description again of the mikdash in the future, what it's going to be. It's in Yechezkel. Okay, it's going to have these cubbies, okay, and they're shalosh v'shloshim pa'amim. So, what is this? My shalosh v'shloshim pa'amim. I'm Rabbi Levi. I'm Rabbi Papi. Mishum Rabbi Yeshua disachne. Im gimel Yerushalayim hem kol achat ve'achat. If Yerushalayim is going to be three times the size of in length, yesh v'shloshim midurim lemala, then it's going to be 30 times in its height. V'im shloshim Yerushalayim, and if it's 30 times in its length. Kol achav echad yesh ba shlosha medurim lemala. Then on the whole 30, it's going to be basically going to be a space of 30 by 3. Okay, whether it's 3, you know, in length and 30 in height, or 30 in length and 3 in height. Okay, again talking about these gargantuan sizes. Okay, finished with that whole section. Okay, I'll leave it at that because we really don't have time to think about more about it. But you can come up with more concepts about it. But again, I think a lot of this has to do with this. You know, idealizing the future, the sachar and reward of the tzaddikim in the olam haba, and this whole section that was all about the future, There was about God's greatness, sort of compared to man's, you know, who tries to be arrogant but has to be put in his place to realize where he's at. Okay, we'll leave it at that. Now getting back to our Sfina. Itmar. Sfina. Okay, there's a machloket about a Sfina. Rav Amar, now we're going to get back to kinyanim. How you do a kinyan on this Sfina. Okay, right? How do you do a kinyan on something? You pick it up. You can't really pick it up, right? So we're going to compare it to animals. Rav Amar, kevan shema, or we're going to try, assume we're going to compare it to an animal. Rav says, kevan shema shach koshu kana. If you just pull it a little bit, you're kona the boat. Ushmuel Amar, lo kana ad shim shochet kula. You have to move the boat. Okay, either, some people say, right, a whole boat's length. Some people say you can actually just move it to the side. Instead of the length of the boat, you can move it the width of the boat to the side. You have to move it entirely from its spot. Lema Kitanai, why don't we suggest that this machloka, Rav and Shmuel, is based on this other machloka Tanaim, and then we're going to say it's not. Ketzab misira, how do you do misira for an animal? Achazab etalfa, if you grab it in its hoof, or besara, or its hair, or beuchav sha'aleha, on its saddle, or beshlif sha'aleha, that's the bit that's in its mouth, or beprumbia, no, that, the shlif is, yeah, and the prumbia is the...
The shlif is the saddle and the
prumbia
is the bit.
No, the
ukaf
is the saddle.
Shlif is the load.
The shlif is the load. Thank you. Shlif shala is the load. You can pull the load, or right, you can just grab it, or b'prumbiyash b'piyah, the bit in its mouth, or b'zuk shavit tzavaran, the bell that's on its neck. Kina'a. All those are kinyanim. Ketzab b'mashicha. How do you do it by mashicha? Korei la v'hi ba'a. You call it and it just moves, and that's already you were moshech, even if you weren't physically moshech. Oshi kisha b'makel, or you hit it with a stick, v'rat stalafanav, and it starts to run. Kevan sha'akra...
So it comes to you or runs away from you.
Right. Now, the point is it runs, right. It runs in the direction toward you, away from the seller. Kevan sha'akra yad v'regel kina'a. Here we have the important line. Once it picks up a yad or a reg, and a regel, meaning a front and a hind leg, right, it doesn't have hands, then you're already kona. Rabbi Acha, va'amir la Rabbi Acha, okay, either Rabbi Yachi or Rabbi Acha, omer aj tehalech melo komata. It has to walk a full space in front of it. Okay, so we have either yad v'regel or a full space. So what do you see here? It sounds like the kol shehu versus a whole boat's length. Lema rav damar katan, kamo shmuel damar k'Rabbi Acha. So now we're going to have each one says, no. What they said is unique to, right, their machlokatanim was unique to animals and not relevant here. Amar Rav. Rav says, okay, remember, Rav said, a kol shehu, by us. Anada amar afilu l'Rabbi Acha. I could even say that when it comes to a boat, just a little bit, but when it comes to an animal, it has to move full length. Why? Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Acha ela b'balei chayim. Da'af agav da'akra ya b'regel b'duch t'kayma. Even if it moves a yad and a regel, it could still just be lifting them up and putting it right back down and hasn't moved an inch or a centimeter or a millimeter. Aval sfina, b'dukta chayma means it stays in its place. Aval b'sfina, kevan denada b'porta, nada l'kula. But once the boat moves a little bit, that's already enough. U'shmuel amar, ana d'amre afila k'tanakama, ad kan lo kamar tanakama ela b'ba lechayim. T'kevan d'miyakar yad b'regel, idach l'me'akar kaima. Once you move a yad and regel, so immediately what's going to happen? The other yad and regel is going to move and the animal is going to move. In other words, once it starts that way, it's obviously going to continue. Aval sfina yimashach lakula in ilolo. But a boat, if you can move it a drop and that's it, and it won't move at all. But it's not necessarily going to keep on moving. And therefore, not. Okay, we're going to stop here, and then they're going to have another suggestion of maybe it's also based on a different machlokat tanaim. Okay.